many years ago lived Captain Wayne, the pirate, whose fame is seldom known. They say he was the scourge of six of the seven seas.
Hey, ahoy there, mateys. It's time for podcast number 14 of the Mad Music Podcast. A half-hour podcast of mad music and silly stuff brought to you by madmusic.com, the world's largest novelty and comedy music website. I be your host, Captain Wayne.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna be fun, you bet.
And each week I play demented, fun, stupid, and strange recordings on a particular topic. With the help of my co-producer, Stavro, we'll try to entertain you each week with a little fun. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at wayne@madmusic.com. You can post a message in one of the forums on madmusic.com. Or you could especially call our toll-free 800 number, 1-800-689-8312. Give us a call. We might play your request right here on the show. Now, this week's topic is I Just Don't Love You Down There. A Valentine's Day podcast, not so much about love and romance, which a certain editor guy named Stavro finds rather dull and pedestrian, but rather, let's just say songs that possess the same general concept, and we'll leave it at that. And we'll start it off with TV's Kyle.
I like girls, they're honey sweet. They're soft and supple, and I think that's neat. I like girls, they smell like flowers, and like to dance in warm rain showers. They tie me to trees, and they poke at my body. They howl at the moon, and they get really naughty. I like girls, they're wicked cool. They play with my power tools. I wish hills were made of girls, so I can roll around in them. I kiss them all on the way down, and then I climb back up again. I like girls, I make them blush. I say nice things, and all that mush. I like when they pet my hair, and they don't complain when I stare. I like girls who are taller than me, cause I look up and I like what I see. I like to take them shopping, so I can watch them try on things. I like girls. Please don't misunderstand me, I don't mean to objectify. I just know a lot of girls who make me glad to be a guy. I like girls, they're freaking sweet. They're cute and curvy, and I think that's neat. They watch me play Donkey Kong, and they tell me I'm doing it wrong. I like girls.
Something else each day. Wished I was a superhero or an astronaut in space. My life continued, and as it happened, I watched it from the sidelines, and I looked back and realized how I wish it had began. If I was a lesbian, my life would be great. I would be a lot less shy when asking girls out on dates. And I'd be the cutest girl, as I'm sure you're aware. And I'd be the only girl I know to wear boys' underwear. And if I was a lesbian, I'd buy pretty clothes. And I'd be all cool and edgy, and I'd pierce my nose. And I'd have a lot of fun comparing boobs with my friends. And I wouldn't be afraid of getting pregnant again. As I grew older and went to high school, I was your average teenage boy. Wearing makeup and skinny jeans was the stuff that I enjoyed. And then it hit me one fateful weekend. I tried to les out with my friends one day. And then I knew that my path in life was not completely straight. My life would be grand, 'cause I'd go around in public holding my girlfriend's hand, and I'd read a bunch of anime and vampire books, and I could finally buy pantyhose and not get crazy looks. And if I was a lesbian, I'd dance in my bra, and I'd make out with another girl in front of grandma, and I'd finally ask girls out without getting turned away, 'cause it seems like every girl I like always turns out gay.
She dove in the sea.
Was Automatic Pilot with Say Mongoose from 1984, featuring special guest artists Gary Duncan, electric guitar from Quicksilver Messenger Service, Frank Zinkovich from bass guitar from Romeo Void, and renowned jazz percussionist Pete Escovedo, best known as Sheila E.'s dad, and that's from the album Back from the Dead. You can find them at automaticpilot.org, and you can get that in our music store over at madmusic.com. Before that was a Nuclear Bubble Wrap with Lesbian from 2009, released on the Funk Volume 18, as well as the album Exploding Head Syndrome by Nuclear Bubble Wrap. You can get that in our store as well. And you can visit them at nuclearbubblewrap.com. I love that name. It's a great name. And we started off with I Like Girls from 2007 by TV's Kyle from the album Let's All Do the Guck Guck Guck. And you can find him at TVsKyleBand.com. And that is also in our music store over at madmusic.com. And now it's time for movie news.
Joey. You like movies about gladiators?
Yeah, we're going to talk about movie news for 3 to 4 minutes, and then we'll get back to the songs. Let's see, in theaters this week, right now, is Safe House, which actually opened with $13.8 million on overnight Friday, which is pretty good for a one-day haul, and that's a young CIA agent. Ryan Reynolds is tasked with looking after a fugitive, who is Denzel Washington, in a safe house, but when the safe house is attacked, he finds himself on the run with his charge. So, that one looks good. If you're into chick flicks, or not, or if you have a girlfriend you want to go, The Vow is out, and that actually topped out with $15.4 million on Friday. A car accident puts Paige, which is Rachel McAdams, in a coma, and when she wakes up with severe memory loss, her husband Leo, played by Channing Tatum, works to win her heart again. And let's see. Also this week, we got the first look at Osambi, which is an interesting story, and the trailer is out. You can find it over at YouTube. In fact, I do have a channel I'm putting together, and you'll find that over there. It's Movie Live Trailers is the name of it. But anyway, the story follows Dusty, a young yoga instructor from Colorado, who is on a desperate rescue mission to save her crazy brother, Derek, a conspiracy theorist who is convinced that Osama bin Laden is still alive, despite having been buried at sea. In Afghanistan, Dusty falls in with a team of NATO special forces on a secret mission. It turns out that Derek is not so crazy after all, and that Osama has returned from the watery grave and is making an army of zombie terrorists. When the group crashes headlong into the growing zombie apocalypse, Dusty and the troops must find and destroy the root of the zombie insurgency before it infests the rest of the world. No official release date, but it will be this year, and I'll let you know as soon as I know a release date on that. We all know I like zombie films, so that's Osambi. Let's see, released this week on DVD, here's one, Dorm of the Dead. Of course, another zombie flick. It turns out Claire, who's Jackie Hall, and Julia, played by Andrea Owenby, the two snootiest girls at Arkham University, I wonder if they have an asylum in town there, are nursing a grudge against goth rivals Sarah and Allison when a strange accident triggers a zombie invasion, with Claire plotting to make Sarah the next victim. But the girls are forced to run for their lives as the Walking Dead overrun the campus looking for their next meal. So that's Dorm of the Dead on DVD. Also released, one more sparkling vampire movie, Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1 was released. Bella and Edward marry and deal with the birth of their child. Also, a very Harold and Kumar Christmas, where Harold and Kumar reunite to share a Christmas adventure. That's out on DVD. And Fireflies in the Garden was released this week. A serious accident makes the Midwestern families Midwestern families' foundations. And then one other item is the Sunset Limited. Two men, Samuel L. Jackson and Tommy Lee Jones, in an apartment with their opposing beliefs. So that's new on DVD this week. Okay, let's get back to our not quite love show. Yeah, we are coming up on Valentine's Day, and this is a different kind of Valentine. Here's Flat 29.
Marjorie, I get a funny feeling when you look at me. Baby, I can see what's going on.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Marjorie, what do you make me feel so tingly? You might be 83, but why doesn't it seem wrong?
When I saw you at the post office late last week, I was standing behind you and you smelled so sweet like potpourri. All lavender glade plug in, there's something about you, girl. Got me wondering what is wrong with me. I'm no gerontophile, but when I see you looking back at me, I've got to smile. The only conclusion that I've got is that you're an old lady that used to be hot.
What secrets lie behind those eyes? 50 years ago, you.
What do you make me feel so tingly?
Yeah, yeah.
You might be 83, but why doesn't it seem wrong?
Because I don't know why that every time I see you, and my body says yes, even though my mind says no. I just can't stop myself from calling out bingo. It's always a pleasure to witness all the echoes of your former fitness. And surely it's about what's underneath, so I can look past your grey hair and false teeth, your artificial hip and your dodgy knee. And I can see the smoking hottie that you used to be. I bet back in the day you used to stop men in their tracks, but now they're only stopping to carry some of your shopping. Girl, I wanna give you a bit of a stroke, but I can't, in case I literally give you a stroke. And let me get it straight, I'm not weird or crazy. I wouldn't look twice at most old ladies. There's something that they're lacking, but it's something you've got, 'cause you're an old lady that used to be hot.
Marjorie, your beauty peaked too soon. Back when you were in your prime, my mom was in the womb.
Marjorie, I get a funny feeling when you look at me.
Yeah.
Baby, I can see what's going on.
Wish I could go back in time and make you mine.
Marjorie, what do you make me feel so tingly? You might be 83, but why doesn't it seem wrong?
I think we could have been the perfect couple. But when you were my age, I was minus 59, and it just never would have worked out. Still, how about next Wednesday? I come round yours, we play a bit of bridge, maybe watch Columbo, and we'll take it from there.
I was just wondering, hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally or medically, what if your girlfriend was gone? If she died in a fire from a broken light fixture or happened to swallow a poisonous mixture, would I find my way back into the picture if you were suddenly alone? Would you call me up? Would you write me a letter? Would you tie a message to your Irish setter? Would you try to get through so we could be together? What if your girlfriend was gone? If she disappeared without a trace, and everyone looked all over the place, why do you have that look on your face? It's not like I have any plans. But if I were around and I could appease you, and she was suddenly struck with amnesia and never again would be able to please you, would you still want to be her man? Would you call me up? Would you write me a letter? Would you tie a message to your Irish setter? Would you try to get through so we could be together? What if your girlfriend was gone? As you know, I'm a very nice girl, a beacon of light in a cold, cruel world. Evil plans I could never carry out, but who could blame me for wondering about if something should happen? Hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally or medically, what if your girlfriend was gone? Would you call me up? Would you write me a letter? Would you tie a message to your Irish setter? Would you try to get through so we could be together? What if your girlfriend was gone? walk away from your deep devotion. Put a letter in a bottle and throw it in the ocean. Realize that you got a notion to give me my long overdue promotion. Would you call me up? Would you write me a letter? Would you tie a message to your Irish setter? Would you try to get through so we could be together? What if your girlfriend was gone?
That long, I know she's out there, for I have heard her song in dreams. She sings to me, her angel's voice, a symphony. Is she in a garden or a meadow fair? Does the dappled sunlight shine ribbons in her hair? Does she sit patiently, smiling as she waits for me? She's my millionaire girlfriend, she's my life. Once I finally find her, I'll get permission from the wife. We will all live in a castle. That has a vest, and I will put it on as I watch Gardner mow the lawn. She's a fairy princess from a song of old. I will have a toothbrush that is made of solid gold, and I will watch TV as my manservant flosses me. Get permission from the wife. We will all live in a castle high. My beloved and my millionaire girlfriend and I. Does not matter to me if she's pretty. All accounts of what she's got at Citibank, Chase, Manhattan, or even Washington Mutual. When my search is ended, I will cherish her. She will sign some papers, give me power of attorney, and what's hers will be mine in perpetuity. She's my millionaire girlfriend, she's my life. Once I finally find her, I'll get permission from the wife. We will all live in a castle high. My beloved and my millionaire girlfriend and I. My beloved and my millionaire girlfriend and I. My beloved and my millionaire girlfriend and
There, that was Jonathan Colton with Millionaire Girlfriend from his album Smoking Monkey, which has a nice little smoking monkey on the cover. Find him at jonathancolton.com. Before that, Carla Ulbrich with What If Your Girlfriend Was Gone? And you can get that in the music store at madmusic.com. And you can find her at carlau.com. And if you happen to be in the area of North Jersey, Carla currently needs a holistic dentist. She's having some teeth issues and wants someone who is holistic as well as mercury-free. So if you know of anything, let me know and I'll let her know. And we started off with Flat 29 with You're an Old Lady Who Used to Be Hot from 2010. Available in our music store and released on the Funk Volume 24 as well as Flat 29's album Secret Handshake. Now it's time for Sci-Fi Update. In theaters right now, Journey to the Mysterious Island, who did do $6.6 million yesterday. Sean Anderson partners with his mom's boyfriend on a mission to find his grandfather, who is thought to be missing on a mythical island, starring The Rock. Yes, finally, he's found his niche, maybe. It wasn't all of those other movies, but it's kids' movies. Also starring Michael Caine and Josh Hutcherson. Also in theaters is The Phantom Menace 3D, a 3D rehash of the Star Wars Episode 1, and reported to include a special feature for kids, and it did earn $8.7 million the first night, which probably paid for the conversion to 3D. With everything coming out in 3D, Lucas had to do it. He doesn't have enough money, I guess. Hey, interesting news here. If you remember Space 1999 back in the 70s, I know I was an avid watcher, there's going to be a new one called Space 2099. It's kind of a rehash set 100 years after the original. The new Space 2099 is heralded as a reimagining of the original series. ITV Studios America and HD Films are collaborating on a new version. And they say, quote, while we are indeed reimagining the franchise and bringing something new and relevant to today's audiences, said Hall from I forget where he's from, recently revived V at ABC. I feel strongly that some of the overall tones of the original Space 1999 television show represent an exciting platform to explore possibilities. It added that ITV Studios International's managing director Paul Buscheri says, after more than 35 years, we are thrilled to develop a new version of our much-loved franchise for audiences worldwide. Historically, Space 1999 brand has entertained and fascinated millions of people. So, I'm looking forward to that. It might not happen right away, but that was a good excitement, good exciting announcement. Also, released over at the Berlin International Film Festival was Iron Sky, 6 years in the making and funded by us. Yes, the Watchers who put forward all the money. It wasn't bankrolled by a big studio. It was fan-supported. Iron Sky, a near-future film that puts Nazis on the moon, will premiere this, actually did premiere a couple of days ago at the Berlin International Film Festival. About the film, in the last moments of World War II, a secret Nazi space program evaded destruction, and they flee to the dark side of the moon, which is kind of a misnomer because there isn't a dark side. There's a far side. But anyway, during 70 years of utter secrecy, the Nazis construct a gigantic space fortress and a massive armada of flying saucers. When American astronaut James Washington, played by Christopher Kirby, puts down his lunar lander a bit too close to the secret Nazi base, the moon's Führer, played by Udo Kier, decides the glorious moment of retaking the Earth has arrived sooner than expected. Washington claims the mission is just a publicity stunt for the President of the United States, played by Stephanie Paul, who's supposed to be Sarah Palin. But what else could the man be but a scout for the imminent attack by Earth forces? The Fourth Reich must act. Two Nazi officers, ruthless Klaus Adler and idealistic René Richter, travel to Earth to prepare the invasion. And in the end, when the moon Nazi UFO armada darkens the skies, ready to strike at the unprepared Earth, every man, woman, nation alike must reevaluate their priorities. So yes, Nazis from the moon. Look for that a little bit later this year, but it has already debuted in Berlin. Out on DVD is Metal Shifters, which was actually shown on Sci-Fi as under the title of Iron Invader. After a satellite falls to Earth, an alien virus invades a rural town by bringing to life a giant robot and killing the local junk dealer. Contractor Jake joins forces with his ex-girlfriend Amanda to kill the virus before it takes over the town. Looks really, really bad, but makes really, really good entertainment. I know I posted the trailer up on YouTube, and in one day I had over 300 views. coming out on Valentine's Day. So this week is going to be The Dead on DVD. This was actually the first South African-produced zombie movie. The byline is Lieutenant Brian Murphy is having a bad day. After surviving a plane crash in the sub-Saharan Africa, he now finds himself battling hordes of ravenous zombies. But by teaming up with a local military man, Murphy might just escape this nightmare alive. I did get to see this. It was a very good, one of the better zombie films out there. There's very little dialogue. There's a lot of great scenery, some good action, a lot of good suspense, which is one thing most zombie movies are missing. It's a good suspenseful flick. So look for that on DVD. It's just called The Dead. Now let's get back to our, February the 14th, Valentine's Day show. Here's Mark Gunn.
A lusty young Sith by his ship stood a-fighting, his cowl thrown back and his saber aglow. For to him a wholesome young Jedi came gliding to struggle and fight and her skill for to show. With a hum, 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 in and out, in and out. Hum, 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 in and out, ho. Your form, said the Sith, well, it is quite impressive. The Jedi replied, I've worked hard to be so. And they went back at it, the Sith was aggressive. The Jedi returning each thrust blow for blow. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, oh. Master, she said, had grown tired and sour. The strength and the force faded out long ago. The Sith, he retorted, I'm quite thick with power, and I have much stamina, more than you know. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, ho. Red hot through his saber, through arduous labor, the Jedi retired, going at her foe. It seemed that first fate chose the Jedi to favor, but soon she came gasping and thrashed to and fro. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, ho. Oh. 6 times did his saber by vigorous thrusting has forced the young Jedi from high point to low. But after a rest, they fell back to it, lusting. The Sith, each time thrusting, recoiled more slow. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, ho. At last, said the Jedi in all of his saber, what would I give could my master do so? I ask you, young Sith, come spar here with me later, but do me one more round before you do go. With a hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, hum, 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 in and out, ho.
This is Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC's To Catch a Predator. We received an email from a listener of thefump.com complaining about a song entitled Degrade Me, Marsha Brady. After listening to the song, it was determined that it was actually about the adult Marsha Brady, Maureen McCormick, who is 95 and a half years old. So it should not be offensive to anyone listening.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, look, it's Matt from Raymond and Scum.
Yeah, hey, you know, we didn't want to offend anybody. That's not really our thing. So we went through the song and kind of censored it ourselves. So there shouldn't be any problem.
Well, that's f***ing good news. On with the song, Raymond and Scum.
Blonde hair shines in the sun. The first time I saw you, I knew you were the one. I don't want romance, I don't want true love, I just want you to f*** me with this glove. Oh, degrade me, Marsha Brady, that's all that I need. Put this collar around my neck
and me till I bleed. Make me beg, make me cry. Lindy, Masha Brady, won't you please degrade me? Chuck that football at my I'll scream, oh my nose, and bleed all over the place. You make me so hot, you sure rock my world. Now strap that on and make me the most popular girl. Degrade me, Masha Brady. I want you to know, even with those braces on, make me yank it like a paper towel, Masha Brady. Won't you please degrade me?
I need it!
Masha, Masha, Masha. Masha, Masha, Masha. It's more than alright, degrade me, Masha Brady. And don't you give me no leeway. And if we ask a really nice Alice, make me be your David Jones, Masha Brady. Oh, Masha Brady. Come here, I'll do it. Now, I know it's crazy, but I'll do it.
Ow, 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 purple, 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 purple.
In February, when the world goes red and pink, when the Hallmark zombies eat your brains so a guy can't even think, when a dozen long-stemmed roses are the minimum to give, but I forgot to do it yesterday, and my God, I want to live. Here's a stupid belated Valentine for my stupid one true love, from the stupid guy who forgot to buy something for my turtle dove. All the candy hearts are bunnies now, and the flowers all are gone, so the closest I'm going to get is this stupid song. There are 3 days that you can't forget if you want romance to work. And the one time you miss one of them, you go from prince to jerk. Anniversaries can slip your mind, birthdays get swept under rugs. But the only way to miss Valentine's is some really darn good drugs. Here's a stupid belated Valentine for the girl that I adore, in the hope that I won't find all my stuff thrown out the front door. All the stuffed bears are on discount, and I'm really up the creek, 'cause the days of wine and roses were last week. I could tell you how bad work has got, or how traffic held me back, how your card was et by my dog Spot, how some aliens attacked, how my horoscope advised me not to spend my cash just yet. Anything that might convince you that I didn't just forget. Here's a gift card from a jewelry store, and another from the Gap. Here's a real-life cabana boy who'll dance upon your lap. Here's a bottle of Pinot Grigio from 1992. Here's a promise that I'll think of you when Hallmark wants me to. Here's a stupid belated Valentine for my stupid one true love, from your stupid friend who next time will spend $100 or above. But I don't need a calendar to tell you I feel this way. Still remind me when it's almost sweetest day.
And that is Tom Smith. A good way to wrap up the show, Stupid Belated Valentine, recorded in 2007 and on his album iTom 3.0, True Love Waits. And you can find him at tomsmithonline.com. Before that, Raymond and Scum with Degrade Me Marsha Brady from 2010, released on the Funk Volume 19. And that's available in our music store at madmusic.com. And you can find them at raymondandscum.com. And I'll take this moment to plug a little item. Raymond and Scum is actually pushing to get Weird Al Yankovic to do the halftime show at the next Super Bowl. And there is an online petition for that. If you look for Mad Music Show on Facebook, you'll find our page there. And there's a link on that page to take you over to that petition. And I know when I signed that petition yesterday, there was only about 1,200 people who had signed it. And right now, it's up to over 3,800. So jump over to Facebook, look for Mad Music and Captain Wayne, and you'll find our site there. And then you can sign up for it. A lot of people will be interested in seeing that, I'm sure. And then we started off that segment with Mark Gunn and the Lusty Young Sith from 2008, the Funk Volume 11, and that is in our music store. And you can find Mark Gunn over at markgunn.com, and that's Gunn with two N's. Well, that's it for this podcast. I'll be back next Saturday with another podcast, so keep an eye on your podcatcher next Saturday night at 10 o'clock. And don't forget to tune into madmusic.com tomorrow night at 10 o'clock to listen to our two-hour streaming show. The streaming show has songs that I cannot play legally on a podcast because of licensing and a whole bunch of other legal issues. But anyway, stop by there, Mad Music, tomorrow at 10 o'clock and listen to that show. But until next week, this is Captain Wayne reminding you to visit our website where you can find out how to contact these artists, how to get copies of their works, how to request songs and skits for our shows and our podcasts. You can participate in our online forums, which are pretty fun. Maintain a blog, purchase songs and albums in our store, chat with other users online, listen to over 37,000 song samples. And right now, we've got close to 1,600 free streaming shows, 24 hours a day, anytime you want to listen, and over 1,200 videos. This show is copyright 2012 Mad Music Productions, LLC, all rights reserved. See you next week.
Timmy sat and wondered, he had a puzzled look. Army boy, that's the day they bit me for me hook.